Infuse présente.
We don't want to present a concert where the audience member is passively participating, in which they are just given a stream of information. We want to force them to participate with many different senses that perhaps are not so engaged in normal concert going. My name is Winnie Huang, and I'm a violinist from Australia. I play the violin in the New Music Ensemble Sound Initiative, which is based in Paris. In terms of our concerts with the Infuse series, we've always wanted to present concerts that are a little bit more interactive or intimate with the audience. And so this concert is named Viva. We have a series of a few pieces that are more normal in terms of the audience listens and watches the concert, participates in a more passive way. Inserted in between these pieces, we also have pieces that challenge the audience member to participate in a way which is a little bit outside of the ordinary.
I will use my fist.
So the second piece of the program is called Earpiece by an explorative artist called David Helbisch.
To ask you to close your ears with your fingers.
He calls his Earpiece series, I quote him here, saying, "No music is no music, but it's still a musical experience." And so in this piece, we will be directing the audience to have this musical experience of no music through a series of simple ear manipulations with the hands.
If I open my hand, you open them, not too far away, because you might have to close them very quickly then.
We will require the audience member to cover certain parts of the ear or completely the ear, perhaps only have one ear listening and the other one covered, and it challenges the audience to listen slightly differently, and it makes them more curious to also the present state and also the next pieces that will be performed. The idea is to kind of open the ears to be more active and not just to hear, because listening is a sense that we can't really shut off truly, and therefore to use your hands to manipulate it so that it changes your perspective of what you hear. It's a way of being more aware. So after that piece, we introduce a piece called Schraffur by Fritz Hauser, where the musicians will be experimenting in a way that morphs a general sound wave, and so that also it needs attentive listening. It could be quite easy to just disengage from a moment where perhaps the sounds kind of envelop you. But we decided to put these two pieces next to each other to allow for this more alive sensation of listening. Afterwards, we have pieces presented in a much more traditional way of a concert. Natura Viva Con Glissandi, number 4, which is for a solo piano by Franco Venturini, one of our pianists in our ensemble. And then in the same series, but the first one for violin and piano. We end with Vons No Restes by Michel Agnès. Her piece is also much more in the trajectory of a more traditional presentation of a contemporary piece of acoustic music. As a violinist, especially one that specializes in contemporary music, what's interesting about this program for me is to be able to work around the different compositional techniques of Franco Venturini and of Michel Agnès. They both write and notate in a very traditional way, which is very easy for me to read, but the demands of the energy level and the kind of sound that they would like me to deliver would be quite different. Franco Venturini's piece employs one technique only, basically just the glissandi and a bit of trilling, but mainly glissandi. And the idea is to use this one technique of violin playing and with the piano bring about a surge of lots of emotions and lots of movement in the music itself. With Michelle Agnese's piece, she has very specific sound requests. She asks for muffling of the instrument and to use only a wooden mute. She asks the clarinet to use multiphonics, and the idea is to create a sound space where we share the sounds that come with the ocean wind and the sunshine and the groaning of the wind, of the northwest wind, because that's what the piece is basically called. It's not to depict, but to emotionally represent a moment of that kind of nature. As a performer, I don't have an end goal for the audience. That's so demanding of me, I feel. What I would hope is that they have experienced something, maybe with a lot of joy and a lot of interest and curiosity because they really enjoyed it, or that maybe a sense of confusion or disruption. They may feel tired because they've been asked to work on their listening. What I hope is that they do feel different things, and that's all I could hope for, to basically help them go through a series of different moments together, and not in a way where they were a passive member.
Infuse présente. Infuse présente. Infuse présente.